see kind of clerical school the dispensation can hate.
Which?
I believe it's time for us to wake up and learn no something for sure. Not to speculate, but to think around with each day drawing closer and closer to what we might describe as the revelation of Messiah from heaven. Now, anybody that can count can see that if we discuss the purpose of God, when I say that, I'm talking about the creation of the angelic host, the creation of the physical creation, and the dispensations and ages. Of course, a lot of people don't even know nothing about that. When you talk about dispensations and ages, they don't know nothing about them. Where they're open and closed and they're nothing, see? Preachers, teachers, deacons, and whatnot all over the world, all messed up. In fact, the matter don't know the difference between the dispensation of the law and the dispensation of grace. And what applies and what don't apply, and when, and so forth and so on. But now it's time for us to get down to business and learn. Mm-hmm. Now, since none of us don't have no heaven to go to, and we've got to go, whether we want to or not, according to the purpose of God, you see, and that can't be altered or changed. Now, that's just the way that is, see. And I'd like to tell you this, too. Everything is going along according to his purpose on time and schedule.
That's right.
Nothing has failed thus far. And I like to talk with people about it. A lot of times, words are expressed up here in the book. People sometimes flinch. Now, last Wednesday night when I closed, at the close of it, I spoke about hell. And I said, I was talking about the false teachers and them that have proven to be wrong. You understand? Now, why don't they go and I expressed it like this. Why in the hell don't they go and sit down? Now, a lot of people would think that I meant to use that in a curse or something like that, or in a tone of anger. But I meant it just like I said. Now then, that of itself drives me into explaining to you, possibly for the first time in recent years, what hell is. See? Mm-hmm. Get the point? Mm-hmm. See? Where it is, and so forth and so on. Then you can see logic through my expression. And you won't take it that I meant to be using any profanity in the book. Now, when I got home and started up the steps at the house, Brother Mitchell said to me, he said, you know, that brought to my mind what David had said, and that was the exact thing that I had in mind when I used the expression. And here's what he said. That David said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff do comfort me. Now, I'd say this, but the thought, you see, went to him, you see, and he understood what I was talking about. But you see, since the average person knows nothing about, you know, what hell is, where it is, and nothing about it, you understand? Why, then they don't realize, you see, when you use the expression. Now, we can use another word, sure. Hades. You understand? Gehenna. Now, all of them mean one and the same, but if I use one of those words, sure, you understand, then a lot of people won't know the difference. Now, here not too long ago, there was in Ebony Magazine, since a lot of the preachers that used to, when I was coming along, when I was growing up, and possibly some of you remember too, the preachers use a lot of preach a lot of hell, fire, and brimstone to scare the people in church. You see. And they would become frightened at that, you see, and join church because they didn't want to be lost and burning through eternity and fire and brimstone, you understand? And so a lot of them went and joined church to escape the pending calamity. Now you remember those things, ain't that right? But now Ebony Magazine had it this way. What happened to him? They don't preach that. What happened to it? You understand? Preachers don't teach that no more. And they had a great big write. If I had the magazine at home, I'd try to reserve all such things as that, see? Now, I want you to see my reason for bringing these things up. Now, when the Messiah died, when he died, he was taken down off of the cross and laid in Joseph's new tomb. David had said this, "Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption, neither wilt thou leave my soul in hell." Now, what do you want me to do? Skip over it because of that word, you understand? See? Now, we talk, too, about baptism, water baptism, see, of John. It was a figure of a bear. Now, they were buried by water baptism in Joseph's, in the River Jordan. Let me see if I can't get up on it. First, let me get at it like this. Now, they were baptized here in the Red Sea, buried by baptism in the Red Sea. Now, that burial by baptism in the Red Sea, now, can I just stop right there? Now, you wouldn't see no connection between what I'm going to say now unless I explain it to you first. And what you would be wondering about, what that's got to do with what you're talking about. Now, suppose I said about Jonah, you understand, and the fish. You see? And Jonah said, out of the belly of hell I cried unto the Lord. You see? Get the point? Mm-hmm. Now you're buried with him by baptism. You see? Understand? And that burial by baptism is just like being buried in Joseph's new tomb. You see? So Joseph's new tomb. You understand? Where the Messiah was buried. Now listen. Jonah said, "Out of the belly of hell I cried unto the Lord." You see? Now, he went to Jonah's new tomb, just like Jonah was in the fish. See, now Jonah, being in the belly of the fish was just like him being in the heart of the earth. Now listen, and said he preached deliverance to the captives in his flesh. That is to say, death fell upon Adam. See, and Adam died and went to the grave. Now, if you take your Bible, the King James Version of it, get Revelations 20 and 12 and read the verse there and then read the margin of the translator.
I saw the day. Small and great. Stand before God. And the books were opened. Mm-hmm. And another book was opened, mm-hmm. which is the book of life. Dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, mm-hmm. according to their works. Mm-hmm. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, mm-hmm. and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, mm-hmm. and they were judged every man according to their works. Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, now death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. Now look at the margin of the translation.
Great.
The grave. You see? The grave in which persons were buried, or the grave here. Now, he went to hell and preached deliverance to the captives. And who was the captives in this grave? All of them, you understand, mm-hmm. from Adam on down, that they went to the grave. Mm-hmm. And this baptism here, and this planting here, you understand, if we get to down to business, explain that. Now, while this shows going back to the heart of the earth, or the dust of the earth from whence he came, you understand, or going to the grave, he would be going to hell. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or sure, you want to say good night. Now, listen, I have to get close to it, see. Now, the man living in this physical body, see, as we sometimes say in the rush, hell is, Isaiah speaking, said, hell is moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming. Well, now, if you don't understand something about it, you won't know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, look. Listen. The grave, the hole in the ground, that's hell. Now, that's one explanation. See? Now, it's moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen close. See, don't mistake me. You see? Now, when Messiah went in the grave and come out of the grave, you will find here that many of the patriarchs you have in your Bible, St. Matthew 1:52, that slept in the dust of the earth, rose and went on into Jerusalem. Now, you see, from Adam on down, you see, then the patriarchs, you understand, they were in distress. That is to say, nobody could raise himself from the dead.
Right.
You understand? In other words, he was in the bondage of death, just like Israel was in the bondage under Pharaoh. You understand? So now this baptism in the Red Sea and coming out of here was symbolical of the resurrection over here. It showed, that's what it showed. See? Now that was a burial. See? Now when we get to talking about baptism, you see, people, they got different modes of baptizing. See, some say, well, you put a collar around your neck and sprinkle, and that's a sufficient mode. You see? Now, some of the, you take the cap. They'll send John out there in the, Jesus out there in the River Jordan, you see, and pour some water on his head. Dip up some and pour some water as a sufficient mode of baptism. Now, what he is doing, you see, he is fulfilling all of this that is back here. That's what he said when he went to John, suffered to be so now for it behooves him to fulfill all righteousness. You understand? So now, he will never get his full fear, you understand, until he goes, as this man did, in the sweat of his face, he prayed until he went to the ground. You see, now then, he's got to go to the grave, or to the ground, you understand, before he can deliver. And all of these were held for death. You understand? And like that, they do comfort me. You understand? You see through it now?
Uh-huh.
Now, Moses lifted up his rod over the sea, and it opened. You understand? That's why it stood up. You understand? When the children of Israel had to stay in there 40 years, why then they went through the River Jordan, too. And the water stood up there as a heap. You see? And they went on in. Now here's Paul's writing, 1 Corinthians 15:29. Now be fast, I want to try to get somewhere fast.
Else what shall they do which are baptized from the dead?
Now else what shall they do?
Which are baptized from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
If the dead rise not at
mm-hmm.
all,
mm-hmm.
why are they then baptized for the dead?
Yeah, why are they then baptized for There's no way in the world for me to do it. You see, now I give you one definition of it. That's the grave. And I showed you by the margin of the translation. Then I said, Isaiah said, hell has moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming. Now then I have to explain that. Then I'm going to give you another definition of it. Now this physical body that you are in, see, this physical body that you're walking around here, now when you are really right, got the Spirit of God in you, listen now, the body is dead because of sin. That's what Paul meant when he said in the third chapter of Colossians, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You understand? Now your inner man is alive. You understand? And this body, mortal body, has to be changed from a mortal to an immortal. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Now that goes with everybody. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now listen. Listen. Paul, up before Stephen's testis from the brethren. I think you find that in the 26th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And Paul, he counted himself happy that he was permitted to speak for himself, touching all things well to the Jews, the Jews. Now he was preaching that Yahshua was the true Messiah, and that he died, and that he was buried, and was resurrected, you understand, to the Felix, Festus, and Agrippa, king, priest, and governor. You understand? Now listen, as Paul spoke, he went back in the scriptures and brought up the scriptures to King, see, and also to the governor, and also to the high priest. And the high priest, knowing that Paul had been brought up at the foot of Gamaliel, see, he said, said what? Said much learning. Makes you mad. Are you beside yourself? You understand? And he said, I'm not mad, Moses, no feelings, but speak forth the words of eternal life. You understand? Now listen. Listen. And then Paul, when he appeared to be revolting against God's high priest, or disputing with him about the scriptures, then he commanded him to be smacked in the mouth. Right. See, now what I'm after, I'm showing you another definition of hell. See, and then Paul said to him, the high priest, you see, that did not see and understand the resurrection of Messiah and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You understand? And his inner man was dead, even from the fall of Adam, which the blood of Joshua and Messiah did not atone for while he was on the cross. That is, he hadn't accepted the atonement. You understand? And therefore his inner man was dead. You understand? And so Paul said, God shall smite thee. Listen, thou whited wall. You understand? Meaning this, that body that he had there was a grave. You understand? It's a white part. Now let me get after that. And I have to carry that on there. Now, out there in the garden, paradise. I'm talking about paradise. Now, paradise is an old Persian word. Means a beautiful garden or enclosure. You understand? And when the Jews, they always whitewashed the sepulchre. See, you know what a sepulchre is? It's the same thing in a grave, isn't it? You understand? And they plant flowers all in the cemetery. You understand? You've got an idea of something like Decoration Day. You understand? You see? It's beautified. You understand? But in that grave, and in that cemetery, or in that paradise, which is an old Persian word for the cemetery out there, you is in carnal mind that the people of God. You understand? Now that causes, yes, sir, that causes a burning. See, hell up in the house.
Yeah.
You understand? Condemnation. The inner man is dead within this outer man. You understand? Mm-hmm. He was dead under the law. And if he hadn't got salvation, he's dead under the dispensation of grace. Twice dead and pulled up by the root. That's what that's what Jude was talking about. You understand what I mean? Now, let me connect what I just was saying. Now, since the cemetery, or that paradise, you understand, was full of dead men's bones, you see, or it was full of, the dead people were buried in it, in other words. You understand? Now, it's moving down there up yet. You see? Yeah. And his mouth is an open sepulcher. You understand? And the inner man is dead. You understand? And that's why the high priest said smack fall in the mouth. And Messiah said, you understand? Those high priests and them that was back there under the dispensation. He said their mouth was an open sepulcher and they were full of dead men's bones. They wouldn't go into the kingdom of God themselves, and neither would they suffer them to go. So his mouth was just an open sepulchre, you see, and inwardly full of dead men's bones. You understand? So that's why Paul said to the high priest, one of them, said, God shall smite thee, you whited wall. You see? Because he was nothing but the grave that was full of dead men's bones. You understand? His inner man was dead. You understand? And that burning. You understand? Paul looked at it again and said this. He said, do good unto them that despitefully use you. And by so doing, you heap coals of fire upon his head. It's a figurative expression,
right?
You understand? To show that the man with his condemned conscience is just like a burning flame, you understand? And if you do good to them kind of people, you understand? And by so doing, you even call the fire upon his head.
Okay.
Now you know good and well that nobody's going to stand still and let you put some coals of fire up in his hat and in his hat. That don't even make sense. Now, you see the two whole definitions of it? See, so now it's moved from down there to meet you at your coming. See? So if the body you got here is an earthly body, it comes from the grave, or from the earth, and it goes back to the earth from whence it came. You understand what I mean? See, now I'm talking about the physical body. Now he goes back to where he comes from. Now this, that'll make me have to reach way on back and get matter and spirit.
Okay.
You see? Well now, if the earth in which the man is buried, from which God taken him from, you understand, and made the man in the first place, see? It's probably a very big question mark, but where did the earth, from when? The man, God took the man, come from. You see?
That's right.
You didn't ever think about that? See? Now the people, preachers, that run around preaching to people. And this is what they're saying. They're saying that the resurrection You understand? You go back and dig up that body. You understand that body? The tombstone will be knocked over. And you, that same body which you put in there, should be, that's what they call resurrection. Now that's not so.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so. Paul said that in the 15th chapter, 20th Corinthians, thou shalt not that body that shall be. We have borne the image of the earth, we shall also bear the image of the heaven.
Right.
Right? Now listen. Now that brings up the earth itself. Now you tell me what the sense would be, and make some sense out of it, and tell me. See, make sure you make some sense out of it, though. You see, you plant a man in the earth, you see, from which he was taken. You see, now you're going to go back there and dig him up. You understand? And get it light back in again. Now look, God has smitten man with death and all kinds of diseases. You understand? Now, if I thought or you thought that God was going to go get down in the cemetery and bring up that same body that you got now, with all of its pains and aches and arthritis and rheumatism, and some of us had that broken bones and first one thing to another. You understand? And bring us back to life as we are now. See, you quit tonight.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me you wouldn't quit.
Right.
I've been having trouble ever since I've been around here in this body. I got hit.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now listen. Then, here's what I'm going to tell you. Now you see, the earth itself in which the man was buried, it has to undergo a change.
Right.
Just like the man that's buried.
Okay.
You see? Mm-hmm. In other words, the earth, you see, on matter, come from spirit. See, it underwent a change. You understand? And it came on down, see, to what we know now as matter as you know it to be. You understand? Then from that mass, coronal mass, and organic and inorganic coronal mass, God made the beast of the field and the fowl and everything. You understand? Now listen. See, that's organic. And he put organized a body and took that from the dust of the earth. Now look. Now everything you got didn't come that way.
That's right.
It was just your body that come from there.
That's right.
You understand? But we look at some body, you know, and we think the whole thing come from that. It did not. The Bible does not teach that.
Right.
Said God, as he made the man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. You understand? So it took the breath of life and animation to make that an animated creature. In other words, he was a dead soul until such time. You understand? That God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You understand? Now we got the ground, and we got the man going in the ground, and we got the man coming out of the ground, we got the man going back to the ground, and then we got the ground disintegrated and going back to its original state. You see? Now what would be the sense? You see, in going digging that this thing up you got there, you understand? You see? That's the body. when you're going to disintegrate and dissolve the earth. Now that's what the devil calls the resurrection. See? Now it says death and hell over there in the 20th chapter of Revelation. Because deliver up the dead that are in there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now John is out on the Isle of Patmos. He's seeing a vision. You understand? Now there's nothing happening right there when he's talking about what hadn't already happened. Going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
See? Listen. I told John on the Isle of Patmos. What you see and hear, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And he would tell you of the things which should be hereafter. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. You don't think that's in the book that way? I will read. But here's the thing I want to show you. There can't be nothing after that wasn't before. Why? Because that's the thing I've been trying my best to teach you all the time. You see? Let me go over on this card. See? Now, you see, there isn't anything else but just a constant. Nothing else is going to be constant repetition. All the way from pure spirit, you understand? Incorporealization, shape and form, see? Angelic hope, everything. Nothing else but just the repetition. Listen, and it works in cycles. Nothing but just. In other words, let me show you this. Now, John, he told John on the Isle of Patmos, you understand, that he was the beginning and the end. You understand? Now, he's the beginning and the end. You understand? Then, everything that starts at the beginning, it just functions with infallibility and unerring accuracy all the way down. And then the end is just like the beginning.
Right.
You understand? This can't be otherwise. See? So what are you going to show him hereafter wouldn't be anything different from what was in the beginning.
Right?
Because it isn't anything else but a constant function. Understand? Now look. Now this looks like it's way out in left field now. Read again, Dr. Hatch, Revelation.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God.
Where are you reading?
20 and 12.
Now he's reading in the 20th chapter of Revelation. And he's reading the 12th verse. I said. Now John said, he told him now, write in the book what he's seen and heard. Don't put nothing else in there, I don't want to what you see and hear. All right. And now he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. Is that right? And the dead were judged out of the books. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sea gave up the dead that were in it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look. See? Take it from here. John is on the Isle of Patmos looking on down, clear on down. You see? And he sees, understand? See, sees a those things which are written in the book.
According to their works.
According to their works. All right, go right on. Read. And judge every man according to his work. Read on.
And death and hell
was cast into the lake of fire.
This is the second death.
This is the second death. Now, look up here. Look up here. Now, every last one of them that come out of the baptizing here, in this baptism, symbolizing a death and a burial. See, in this past lamb being offered up here. You understand? Which was a figure of this lamb being offered up here. And he's buried in Joseph's tomb, too. You understand? And when he resurrected from the dead, then here were the many of the saints which slept in the dust of the dirt. As they went through here, see, they came into the wilderness. The city gave up to them. Here's one thing I want you to know. See, all of them that come up out of here, see, they were gathered up around Mount Sinai. See? You see what I'm talking about? And God himself spoke from Mount Sinai. You understand? See, the sea gave up these. You understand? They were gathered up around the mountain. See, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open.
That's right.
What do you mean?
Books. Was open. You get the point?
Yes.
See, when you get that old kind of mind working, yes. You see, it's terrible.
Right.
You see?
Somebody went for a run, a whole lot of things, you know, and they imagine, push one thing and another, you understand? But now let's see if we can get after this proof business. Now, he is the Word of God himself. A lot of people have talked about the Bible being the Word of God. You understand? That's all right with harmonizing.
See, those are the words, not Word of God. Okay. The Bible is not the Word of God. Messiah said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the Lord spake all of these, W-R-D-S.
Now, nothing goes across here.
marvel not. I said, and you just must be born again. You see? Now then, here we go again. Now, when Joshua took him across, Joshua took Moses' place. Moses went up into Mount Nebo and died. And Joshua took him on across the river Jordan. See? And then that water stood up as a heap. What you're doing here, so you can see, we just can't draw these things on this job. Now look. Look up here. Now you see this water stood up. See, it stood up here as a heap. Forming a door or an entrance, you see, symbolizing the door and the entrance to the tabernacle and the entrance through the sacred to the veil. And now this earth in which you are in, see, understand, just like this earthly body which you are in, see, was symbolical of the tabernacle, symbolical of the earthly body of the sacred. Do you understand? In which God was manifesting, symbolical of your body. No, he not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You understand? And this body that you have now, having been purified or received atonement, here, you understand, by him. Now, we were buried, the Gentiles, with him by baptism, by water baptism.
Okay.
Now, I didn't say sprinkle. We were buried with him. See? By baptism. Into his death. That we might be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, see, if I didn't go ahead on and read this, I'll read some to you. You see, you do like I did way back then when I was assistant pastor. See? Then I had to go back and look at the Bible and tell me the Bible just got all twisted up, you know. I don't know how they got the print changed overnight, but anyhow, it was another story, you understand,
that's
when
right.
I went back and read it.
Yeah.
You understand? Paul said, what shall we say then? Mm-hmm. Sixth chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? How shall we? You understand? Maybe you better read it. See, now you've got in the sixth chapter, and here's another thing. Here's how a whole lot of us get all messed up. Now, we just say, Romans 6:1. Then somebody will turn over there and start to read. See? And we're down in the